We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, Ron, let's get this thing stirred up. Your Baseball Hall of Fame ballot is blank again. For the third straight year, you wrote about it in the Post-Gazette today. Why is it blank? And I guess, is Beltran on the ballot or is he going to be coming up soon?
No, Beltran is a first-time eligible candidate.
Okay.
This year. Clearly, the credentials to be in the Hall of Fame. Was a great player for a long time. But he also was fingered as the ringleader of one of the biggest scandals in baseball history, the 2017 cheating scandal by the Houston Astros. He was hired in 19 before the story broke as the Mets manager. As soon as the story broke, they felt the need to fire him before he ever managed a game in the big leagues. That's how serious they thought his offense was, right or wrong. There's a integrity sportsmanship clause that in the voting where we're instructed to consider that. You can argue that it shouldn't be there, and I get that. In football, they don't care what you do off the field. It's just what you do on the field. But that's not the way the baseball voting works. So I couldn't, in good conscience, check the name Beltran after he was the ringleader of one of the greatest scandals in baseball history. As far as why I didn't check anybody else, to me, there's nobody else deserving on the ballot. Is Scott Rolen a Hall of Famer to you? He's in his sixth year on the ballot. There's some speculation. His numbers have increased each year, and you're on the ballot for 10 years. So there was nobody else to vote for me. You know, the only one I considered was Beltran, and I never understood why guys like maybe didn't vote for Rolen the first year he was eligible. We'll vote for him now. If I don't vote for you the first year, I'm not going to vote for you.
Yeah,
you're not
a
Hall of Famer to me. And it's not like football where they can only put in five guys a year. We're allowed to vote anywhere from 0 to 10. You can vote for 10 guys. To me, you're either a Hall of Famer or you aren't. So
right. To
me this year, that's why I sent it in. Now we're going to get into the argument about Bonds and Clemens, who are not on the ballot this year. They had spent 10 years on the writer's ballot, did not get 75% of the vote any year. Last year they came the closest, 66, I think, for Barry and 65.2 for Clemens. They did not get in on the writer's ballot. So now they go to a special committee, a contemporary era committee, looked at guys from 80 who had their major contributions from 1980 to the present, well, till they were eligible 5 years ago. And there was a 16-person committee, including six Hall of Famers, and you needed to get 12 votes to get in. Bonds or Clemens, by that committee, didn't even get four. And there's only three media people on this. I think it was six players, seven baseball executives, front office types, and three media people. And the Hall of Famers didn't even vote in for Bonds and Clemens. You know, they always say, oh, the media, the writers, they didn't like Barry, so they hold a grudge against him. These are Hall of Famers and executives that didn't have any use for those guys as far as going into the Hall of Fame. So you can argue that the sportsmanship character clause shouldn't be involved, and I'm certainly willing to listen to that, and then maybe I'd change my vote. But as long as it is, I couldn't vote for those guys. And I couldn't, and the only guy that went in the last 3 years, now I didn't vote for anybody 3 years in a row, David Ortiz made it last year. And to me, he had been linked to steroids. I didn't vote for him. How he got in, I don't know. So it's not like there's a lot of people going in. That's just the way I look at it, Joe. And I mean, I know you feel strongly that guys like Bonds and Clemens deserve to be in. Do you think Beltran, despite what he did, deserves to be in the game's greatest honor.
Certainly. Okay. I mean, now we're going to keep people out for stealing signs? That's been part of the game literally since the 1800s.
You're right.
How can you keep a guy out for sign stealing?
Because of the length that they carried it to, and obviously the Mets felt like they had to fire him instantly because of that. Why would they fire him for sign stealing if it wasn't considered a major deal?
It might be a major deal, but you can literally go back to the 1800s and find examples people putting a wire under the ground and having like a Morse code system. The character clause is a problem, but the selective use of it is my real problem. Are you going to vote for Garrett Cole when he comes up? He admitted to using foreign substances, yet there's a guy who's already in. Isn't Gaylord Perry in?
Oh yeah, Don Sutton, guys like that. No, there's no doubt. There's no right answer. It's a controversial issue. And Beltran to me was a harder call than it was for Bonds and Clemens.
So where do you draw the line?
You would have no trouble putting Bonds and Clemens in either.
Absolutely not. Everybody was using it at that time.
Everybody wasn't using it at that time.
A large majority of people.
We had Sid Bream sitting in that chair saying, I don't care if that guy ever gets in the Hall of Fame. I played the game clean. I had a hard time surviving in this league. He didn't. He didn't play the game clean. I'll never forget Sid was sitting right in that chair.
Well, Jose Canseco is the guy who broke the story. And it's often the guy who's in the ring who's doing the bad things. That's why the FBI goes to people who are part of the problem, and they're the ones who tell. And he said more than 50% of players were using at the time.
Maybe.
I believe that anyway. Did you vote for Willie Stargell?
He was in, I think, before I was voting.
Would you have voted for Willie Stargell?
Yeah.
So in 1985, under oath, Dale Barra and Dave Parker testified that Stargell handed out amphetamines, which are nothing if not performance enhancers in the Pirate Clubhouse.
But I don't think they were against the law at that point, if I'm not mistaken.
Amphetamines?
Yeah. I don't believe they were. Steroids, you needed a doctor's.
Well, neither is sign stealing against the law.
Well, I hear you. And that's Beltran's a little harder issue for me.
I would keep all these guys in the Hall of Fame with an asterisk if you want one. But here's my ultimate question for you. Is why would you take on the job of defending the honor of a dishonorable club? There's already cheaters, racists, drunks, carousers. You talk about character. It's all over the Hall of Fame. Why defend the honor of a club that already has none? You call it the highest honor.
It's the highest honor.
It's a club filled with all guys like that, or half.
See, it's not all guys. They're not all.
Enough.
You know,
enough.
Is Derek Jeter or Mariano Rivera, I mean, are they not belonging there because of some character issue?
There's enough.
It's not everybody. There's some. Absolutely.
There's many.
There's some.
Saying all is an exaggeration to make a point.
I get you.
Paul Molitor. Gambling issues. Rogers Hornsby, gambling issues. Wade Boggs,
Hornsby was a little before my time.
Babe Ruth. But my point is, why would you take on the job of defending a club?
Then eliminate the character clause.
You don't have to invoke
it. Just eliminate. That's my interpretation of it.
You're given the choice to invoke it as you see fit.
I am giving the choice. And many people are agreeing with me. That's why Bonds and Clemens didn't get in. I'm not the only one who's taking this stance.
But you're the only one I'm asking. And then when we get to sign stealing, so we have Mickey Mantle, a drunk and a carouser in the Hall of Fame, but Beltran is not going to get in because he stole signs?
Beltran probably will get in at some point.
But you didn't put him in. You won't vote him in.
I won't vote him in, no. That's just me interpreting the clause. And he's the only guy mentioned in the MLB investigation. Now, maybe that was a crappy investigation. He was the only guy cited. Why did the Mets fire him then if it's such a minor deal?
Well, you could fire a guy for a lot of things.
They fired him before he managed the game.
You could fire a guy for murdering somebody, but that apparently wouldn't be a problem to get in the Hall of Fame, right? I mean, it's just selectively choosing to invoke the character clause.
I don't think I'd vote for a murderer to get in. No.
Well, people voted for Ty Cobb at one time. He didn't exactly lead the most exemplary life. And then the guy who came up with the character clause himself was a segregationist who overlorded over the segregation of baseball.
I don't even know who did.
Why should we listen
to that guy? Who came up with the character? Because I don't even know. I just read the bylaws.
Well, if you're gonna abide by it, you should know.
I don't care who invoked it. I get the rules. Here's what you should consider. I don't care where the rules came from.
When did amphetamines become illegal?
I don't know.
I'm reading in the New York Times that these guys testified, and I don't think Stargell should have been out for this, but if we're keeping people out for steroids, what were amphetamines but a performance enhancer that allowed these guys to play? Known as greenies and speed, preceded
they
steroids.
They used to be on the table in the middle of the clubhouse.
Right.
Guys would walk in and get a handful of
sure.
them. So I don't think they were illegal back then.
I think they were, but
and are they performance enhancers?
Absolutely.
Or do
they allow people
they allow
to go
you
out and play.
To keep playing.
Well, that's a performance enhancer,
yeah, okay.
I think.
If
otherwise you would have been lethargic and not ready to play.
And not
and
I mean,
you
do
drink
you think
this
Cal Ripken did that stuff regularly to play in 4,600 games in
I don't
a
know.
Row?
I don't know what anybody did. That's part of the reason why.
Joe, it's a simple solution. Eliminate the clause. Don't care what anybody does.
You get
does.
To invoke the clause.
I do,
as
and that's
you
my vote
fit.
And my opinion, and
right.
I am choosing to do it this way. And
you
I've
must
very
be very
consistent.
Morally opposed then against performance enhancers to choose to invoke it in baseball.
Yes.
What because about the 70 Steelers? Are they tainted?
That wasn't against the rules back then.
But for you to invoke it in baseball means that you are very against performance enhancers to the point where you would allow something like amphetamines, but not steroids. You must feel strongly that they taint performance, right?
They cheated the game to me and against the law and cheated the game.
But so did so many other people in the Hall of Fame.
Again, Joe, I didn't vote for all those people in the Hall of Fame.
But you're not going to allow Beltran in for sign stealing.
I'm not.
But how do you feel then about if you're this opposed to steroid use to the point that you would keep somebody out of the Hall of Fame by your choice? How do you feel about the 70 Steelers? Are there
sure,
accomplishments
there are
tainted?
Them. Everything else about everybody at that point was doing that stuff. Yeah, you can argue that those things are tainted to a degree.
Would you argue
absolutely.
That?
Yeah, I would. But I would also say that everybody else was doing it at that time.
That's what I'm saying about steroids.
But they're not
in
everybody
baseball.
Doing it at the time in baseball.
A lot of people were.
How do you explain that the six Hall of Famers don't vote for Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens?
Who are we talking about here?
I can give you the names.
Is Jack Morris one of them?
Jack Morris is one of
them. He just got suspended off the air for a couple years ago for mocking Shohei Ohtani with an anti-Asian accent or an Asian accent.
He was one of them. I can tell you that.
So do we invoke the character clause on him?
Let me find it.
I know who they are. That's one of them.
Frank Thomas, I think, was one of them.
Alan Trammell.
I got him right here. I just sent it in. Here we go. Seven executives, too. Only three media people. But I believe, and I've seen guys like Rich Gossage saying they don't want those cheaters in the Hall of Fame.
I would say to Rich Gossage, people cheated during your day, too.
Do
you want Gaylord Perry in?
Greg Maddux.
What?
Jack Morris, Ryan Sandberg, Lee Smith, Frank Thomas, and Alan Trammell.
Okay.
Six Hall of Famers, and then seven executives, and then three media people. So 16 people. You needed 12 votes to get in. And they list, I think Dale Murphy got like six.
Right.
Bonds and Clemens didn't even, it said fewer than four. And the only guy who got in was Fred McGriff, who was a unanimous choice by that committee.
That's fine.
So
I'm sure I could find a bunch of Hall of Famers.
I'm just saying, I'm not the only one who invokes that clause.
No, but you're the one I'm talking to.
Okay.
I mean, I could find a bunch of Hall of Famers who think they should be in, too. Who cares?
You'd find a majority. I don't think you'd find a lot. Maybe some don't care, but I don't think a lot.
Well, a lot of them played with cheaters.
Yeah.
I guess. And bad people who are in, if we're going to invoke the character clause. I just told you about Jack Morris getting suspended from a broadcast, so not everybody's perfect. What, Nikolai?
I got a question for you, Ron, just real quick, because I'm 24, and I grew up watching a lot of these steroid users. It was happening frequently enough that, you know, as I was growing up, I knew that they were using and, by your definition, cheating. So I'd say, what would you say to me as somebody who watched these players who were the best of their time and broke these records and performed this well, but won't be let into the Hall of Fame.
I think I've been talking about it for the last 14 minutes there, big boy.
But the only players that I grew up on, you're not letting in the Hall of Fame. I didn't know about etiquette of baseball before as I was growing up. I knew what it was watching those players. Those are the only players I've known because those are the only players I would watch at the time.
I'm still not sure what your question is.
What would you – I guess your answer is not going to change then.
No, it's I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change my opinion. I think I've been telling Joe whether he agrees with my position or not.
Because I've only grown up –
is there something I'm not enunciating clearly?
I've only ever grown up watching these specific players. When you set a standard for players before in times like the 70s or the 80s when they weren't using performance-enhancing drugs and they weren't defined as cheating, I mean, you're encompassing that history, but I feel like in my age it's left out where I grew up watching these players exist, and there were so many of them doing it that I wouldn't have known one way or the other watching as a kid that they would have been doing it. I just knew, hey.
I guess that's the argument of you know, Canseco would tell you 70% of people
were
doing
it. Absolutely, you know, deserve to be in if there wasn't a cheating aspect to their name.
So my other question is, where do you draw the line then?
That's always a tough question. It's a hard thing. It would be a lot easier to vote if there was no character clause.
Why do you feel compelled to abide by the character
clause?
Because
it's in there that says you should, if you're doing your voting in good conscience, you should consider character and sportsmanship as well as on-field performance.
Yeah.
That's part of the instructions. A lot of people, 66% voted for Bonds in his 10th year. So 66% didn't follow it. 34% did follow it. It's just an individual thing. I'm one man, one ballot. One person, one ballot. It's just my interpretation of it, and I've been consistent with it, right or wrong. And if they eliminate that, then there's no problem putting these guys in.
I guess I wouldn't feel compelled to abide by
it. That's fine. That would be your vote.
Yeah. I don't know why you feel compelled to abide by it just because it says it. And more to the point, it was put into the ballot by somebody who lacked character, ironically enough.
Kind of like Mrs. Mintz with a bad breath.
Well, I don't know if that's a character issue. Kennesaw Mountain Landis was his name. I don't know, Ron. I don't know if I could consider myself the arbiter of what is good moral character and what's not. When I know that the very nature of this sport is to cheat. Cheating is built into the sport. Not to mention all the other character issues that we've been talking about with so many of these guys, so many of them that are already in. That's the part I don't get.
How do you explain the Hall of Famers not voting for him? They should know what's right, what's wrong. How do you explain them not getting 4 votes from that 16-person committee? It's not the writers. Now, you know, the BBWAA, that's the one I vote for.
How do I explain
How do you explain that these people are in the game, know the game, and didn't give those guys 4 votes?
Jealousy, perhaps. Hypocrisy, for sure. And I'd love to get those guys under oath and say, okay, you don't want to let these guys in. Let's talk about your career and what you saw, quote, character-wise, in clubhouses. Did you see people dispensing amphetamines? Did you see people cheating on their wives? Did you see people who were drunks and carousers? Did you see people stealing signs? Did you see people cutting and spitting on the baseball? Did you see people corking bats? And how the hell is any of that different than somebody pumping steroids into their system? That made for inflated numbers, which is what you guys hate. And I think the writers, more than anything, the hallowed records of baseball were broken by people who were on the steroids. That's what I think people hate more than anything else. But all the other stuff just disregarded from when you played, Jack Morris, I think hypocrisy is my answer.
Okay.
412-928-9370. What do you make of all of this? It's a very interesting topic. Ron defended his position, I thought, very nicely.
I think in the Post-Gazette today. If Scott Rowland doesn't make it this year, it'll be second time in 3 years nobody makes it by the writers. And the other year was Ortiz last year. Now, you know, we got guys coming up like Ohtani at some point and Mike Trout and guys like that. But this has not been a great class.
No, that's
these
the other
last
part.
Few years. You know, that you put aside the Bonds and the Clemens, it is at a period of time where Scott Rowland doesn't strike me as being a Hall of Famer. Billy Wagner doesn't strike me as being a Hall of Famer.
The sad thing is, I think, for people who get accused of keeping Bonds and Clemens out because they were jerks, if I'm defending that and saying that's not the reason we kept them out, then the easy answer now is, why the hell did you let David Ortiz in? He was a nice guy. Everybody loved him.
Right.
That just doesn't look right for the voters.
It does not look right. I couldn't agree more. And I did not vote for him.
Yes. I respect the fact that you've been very steadfast in your approach. I just don't agree with it. That's all.
That's fine.
That's all. I don't agree with it, and I don't agree with the Hall of Famers, and I think that they're extremely hypocritical based on what they know was going on in their own clubhouses and on their own road trips and everything else. That's my stance on it. What's yours?
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're talking about Ron's ballot for the Hall of Fame. He wrote about it at postgazette.com. We have a difference of opinion when it comes to the character clause. And especially Beltran is a point of contention now. Ron did not and will not vote for him. Am I correct about that?
That is correct.
What about Gerrit Cole then, or people who doctor the baseball?
It's going to be an interesting thing. I probably have to do a little more research on it. I can guarantee you I won't be voting for Gerrit Cole one way or the other. He won't be on the ballot by the time I'm gone. But it's an interesting call.
Harry, who do we got?
We got Vic from the car. Fran from the car.
Hopefully his car. Hello, Fran.
Hi. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Actually, I agree with both of you to a degree. I agree with Ron. It should be very difficult to get in, and morality or morals clauses and ethics clauses should factor in the decision. But, Joe, there's a point with Ty Cobb that really supports what you're saying. There's a book, a biography for Honus Wagner, and it really describes the history of the game and the first 50 years of the game. And Honus Wagner Ty Cobb during the 09 World Series when the Pirates were playing the Tigers, could not take the train back and forth with both teams from city to city because there was a warrant out for his arrest in Cleveland. That season in 09, he killed a bellman in Cleveland. He stabbed him in the stomach because he thought he was trying to steal his bags. So you actually do have a murder in the Hall of Fame if you research it, and it's Ty Cobb. So I'll hang up and listen to you guys. That's fact you can find in Honus Wagner's autobiography. Thanks, guys.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that. I didn't vote for Ty Cobb, I can tell you that.
Forget about Ty Cobb for a second. Does it give you pause at all, though, to be defending the honor of a club that is filled with dishonorable people?
Again, I had nothing to do with the dishonorable people getting in. I've been voting for 35 years. And if I voted for probably some scoundrels, probably I have at the time. But the cheating scandal with the steroids and with Beltran were too much for me to overlook.
It would be difficult for me if I was asked to defend. Here's a club that I want you to now be in charge of, it, whether people get admitted to or not. Okay, who's in the club? Some very good people, but lots of very bad ones. I guess.
The solution may be to just not vote.
Or to take out the character clause, since it was put in by a guy who was a segregationist.
That would make it very easy.
Have you ever inquired about that? Have writers ever gotten together and say and contacted the Hall of Fame and said, what are we doing here? Why do you subject us to this?
I don't know if they have or not. You know, I was thinking about trying to get Bob Nightingale on. Bob Nightingale wrote a very terrific column about why Beltran should be in. Maybe try to get him on tomorrow and get his take on that. That might be a great question for him. I've thought about giving up my vote. I have, because it's nothing but a headache for me when it's revealed. Now, I'm not embarrassed of my vote. In fact, I think I told you off the air today, when you fill in your ballot, there's a checkbox at the bottom saying, are we allowed to make your vote public? And I always check it yes. I'm not hiding anything. A lot of guys I know don't make it public. And I could have done that as well and saved myself a lot of headaches. But I've thought about giving it up, and I probably will before a whole lot longer.
Does Ed Bouchette still vote?
I don't think so.
He
votes for football still. He's still the Steelers.
He's still
the Steelers rep for football. My understanding is Ed's still doing it because he doesn't have to go. It's always Super Bowl weekend, Saturday, and now they're doing it by Zoom, so he doesn't have to be there. I've been told Ed is still going to represent Pittsburgh for the Hall of Fame.
Nikolai, who's next?
We got Vic from Hazelwood.
Hi, Vic.
My buddies, what's happening, y'all?
Not much, you?
Not a lot. Hey, listen, man, I'm with you on this one, Joe. I think that it's just a lot of jealousy and a lot of nonsense when it comes down to Clemens and Bonds. I think they should be in. Okay, they took steroids. That don't make them see better to hit that ball because they daggone sure was pounding it, number one. And number two, you know what, Ron, I know you're going to be stuck in your ways. You're not going to do it. But let me ask you a question real quick. If Ben Roethlisberger was a baseball player, would you vote him in? I know it's a real question.
Would I vote him in? There's no character clause in football.
Wait, did you say there's no character clause with Ben Roethlisberger?
There's no character clause in the voting for football.
No, I said if he played baseball.
You know, that's such a hypothetical. You know what? I have no answer for that.
Okay. Hey, Joe. One more thing. You guys got to look at the deal with the Manning brother when he faked like he was trying out for Penn State as a backup quarterback. You got to go look at it.
Oh, where Eli pretended he was a college kid, and
right.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was the funniest thing, my man. Hey, y'all have a good one, man. I'll call back some other time.
Take care. Did you see that where Eli pretended he was a college
kid? I read about it, but
I
didn't.
I think he fooled James Franklin.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Probably didn't think he was good enough to play.
Well, you're right at first, and then he started to open up some eyes. He can still wing it. Eli can.
Yeah, you don't lose it that quickly.
So I think that's a fair question, not his question. I think what I asked you, and I'm reading a column from the Denver Post, is why not try to get people thrown out of the Hall of Fame based on the sportsmanship clause and make it a cleaner place.
I guess if you have proof, I'm not going back and revising history. It's just like I don't think Bonds and Clemens' records should be thrown out of the record books. I just don't have to vote for them for the Hall of Fame. That's all. I don't know how you would go back and do that. I mean, would you throw O.J. Simpson out of the Football Hall of Fame? But there's no clause in football.
Is it embarrassing?
Lawrence Taylor?
Well, yeah, there's no clause. Is it embarrassing to you that Bud Selig's in the Hall of Fame?
Embarrassing to me? No, it's not embarrassing. I don't think he should be. But it's not embarrassing to me. I don't get embarrassed that easily.
Because you're voting against the very people that he turned a blind eye to and that baseball benefited greatly from.
There's no doubt. Their home run chases. You can argue those guys, that chase saved baseball. Absolutely. We don't vote for the executives. I don't like that Bud Selig is in. Now, I mean, he served the game, honorably for a long, long, long time before the steroids, but I don't like him being in there.
Harry?
Yeah, Chris from Indiana.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
I don't disagree with Ron at all, and he's one of a few select panelists that is charged with keeping, what a million people believe the Hall of Fame should be, and he has an opinion. He's one of the few.
But it's not. What should a Hall of Fame be? A place of high honor for people of high character? Because that's not what it is.
Well, but that's your opinion.
No. That's a fact that you have plenty of all the things that I just mentioned. Drunks, drug addicts, racists, whatever. I can go up and down the list with names. There's enough people in there who are not people of high character that if you believe that the Hall of Fame should be a place where only people of high character and achievement are in, this ain't the place.
And that's why Ron is right, because he is defending not only performance but also character, which you're beating him up on right now, because he has an opinion that
I'm disagreeing with his opinion. Where do you draw the line on character then?
Well, I don't, not just solely in defense of Ron, but he's told what the parameters are, and if they say it's performance and character, and he has a vote, and he is opposed to the character, then he's one of the people that votes on it, and so in general terms, Joe, you don't have a problem with Ron, you have a problem with the Hall of Fame, and that's not Ron's issue.
I have a problem with Ron invoking a character clause to fit certain criterion that he's developed that I disagree with. I don't think that Beltran stealing signs is a reason to keep him out of the Hall of Fame. I think sign stealing is ingrained in the history of the game.
And I don't disagree with you, but I don't disagree with Ron that Ron has an issue with it and you don't. And I think that's the issue with the Baseball Hall of Fame, not to change subjects, but golf is, if you win X amount of majors and you win X amount of tournaments, you're in. You can get in when you're 25 or 35 or 45. You don't have to wait 5 years. There's no character. It's based on performance, and I think that's sort of where you are. And you may be right. And again, you could have someone who wins a lot of championships, but does so under cloudy provisions to get to that place, and then so if you change Ron's opinion and you change the character clause and you change the whole process of every Hall of Fame, and you just say, look, if you can perform, then you're in.
Well, that's what football does.
What happens if you don't disclose that people got in performing under, negative pretenses? It's never going to go away. And so when Ron kind of says, look, how do you justify that the players that are in there, none of them voted for him, or one of them voted for him, whatever it is, you have players in the Hall of Fame, as you say, and I agree with you, that have character clauses. You have players in the Hall of Fame that cheated. And you look at Reggie Bush, and now all of a sudden Reggie Bush is a college player who won the Heisman. Now all of a sudden that stuff's legal. It's extremely difficult. There's no black and white to it, but...
I hear you.
And thank you for your call. I got a question for Joe here. My memory isn't really good. Did you believe that the Astros series was tainted?
Yes.
In any way?
Absolutely. Yep.
Would you take the title away from them? Cheating's been going on for 100 years.
Probably put an asterisk on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
Yeah, absolutely put an asterisk on it.
Okay. Well, then if you want to put Beltran in the Hall of Fame, that's not an option right now with an asterisk. You thought it was tainted and would at least put an asterisk on it, yet you say cheating has been going on for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that not a dichotomy there?
A dichotomy? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, is that not a saying one thing and then another thing? If you think their World Series was tainted to the point that you would put an asterisk beside it,
yeah.
Yet you think the guy who was at least cited publicly
yeah.
as the ringleader of it deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, okay. Because everybody else got in under or okay. a lot of people got in under similar circumstances.
Okay.
A lot of people cheated their way to it. If amphetamines were illegal, Willie Stargell
then why would you say that the Astros are tainted and would think of putting an asterisk beside it if everybody
Garrett
was doing
Cole's
it?
Tainted too, isn't he? Clearly, he admitted to cheating, breaking the rules and doctoring the baseball,
stuff.
And
right.
the numbers are every bit as skewed as the steroid numbers. But I'm not going to keep him out of the Hall of Fame. Why? Because half the people in were doing it. That's why. So, yeah, Carlos Beltran is tainted. So is Barry Bonds. So is Gaylord Perry, who's in. So are people who used amphetamines, which was basically everybody.
Eliminate the clause, then, and do it like football. And do it like football.
It's an impossible clause to invoke accurately.
In your opinion. In
no,
my opinion,
no. It's an impossible clause to invoke.
It's a difficult clause to
impossible.
Invoke. Each person has to make his own judgment on it and do it. Vote according to his conscience, and that's what I'm doing. And whether you agree with it or not, that's fine. You know, I certainly respect your opinion. I don't look at it as impossible. I look at it as very difficult, and it's a lot harder than in football, where you just say, "Hey, this guy O.J. Simpson did what he did."
Yeah,
but he's in the Hall of Fame. It's
an impossible place to draw a line on character.
In your opinion.
Yes. And okay. you're also asking, by the way, sports writers, many of whom I've known, including myself, to invoke a moral authority on athletes, which is also ridiculous and hypocritical.
Okay.
Because a lot of the sports writers I've known aren't exactly the most morally upstanding people I've ever met.
Absolutely.
And so the whole exercise strikes me as ridiculous and hypocritical.
Then
Ron.
Eliminate the clause and there's no hypocrisy.
Or just don't invoke it. They don't order you to invoke it. They say you
Joe,
can consider it.
It's my vote and my choice to invoke it the way
exactly.
I want to.
And you can do
okay.
whatever you
I
want.
I can do whatever
so,
I want.
And one of the reasons I think sports writers do it is to get on a high horse and say, this is what I'm doing. I'm slamming down the moral hammer, even though I'm a sports writer, on Carlos Beltran. Thou shalt not steal signs. I'll keep you out of the Hall of Fame. Come on. Character clause for sports writers?
Is riding on
character
a high
clause
horse.
For sports writers?
I hardly consider myself
We're
riding
gonna
on a
We're going to tell people
horse.
How to live their lives.
If
sports
I was,
writers.
If I was doing that, I would have not checked the box to put my name out there publicly.
Sports writers.
Or I would have voted for all these guys. I could vote for 10 every year.
Yeah.
You argue all the time about you're cheapening the Hall of Fame. Guys
yes.
that don't deserve to be in or getting
yes.
in.
Yes. Why defend a club like that?
I'm a tough voter.
Why defend a club like yeah. that?
It's my vote and my opinion.
That's right. That's right. As Bill Pennington of the Times put it, you have a club filled with multiple virulent racists, drunks, cheats, brawlers, drug users, and at least one acknowledged sex addict. And this is a club that we're defending the high honor of by not allowing a guy who banged a trash can in there to steal a sign. You have guys out at second base openly stealing signs through the history of baseball. Openly, in front of all of us. That's what they do. They steal signs.
I've said what I've got to say.
Well, not before you brought up the, what did you just bring up, Ron? Now I forgot.
Just how the Astros title can be tainted.
Oh,
but
yeah,
the
yeah,
guy
yeah.
who ringleads it should be honored with the game's highest honor.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
to
yeah.
me is that's a conflict of interest there. Or contradictory statements, I should say. If everybody has been doing it forever, then why is it tainted? They just did it better than everybody else. They won.
Right.
They happened to get caught. Why would you put an asterisk next to it then?
Put an asterisk next to cheating of any kind that gets found out.
Okay.
Well, but that doesn't mean I keep people out of the Hall of Fame for
it. You put Bonds and Clemens in with an asterisk?
Absolutely.
If that is given an option, I would consider that.
And maybe Stargell.
Maybe.
If I believe what Parker and Barra said under oath, maybe Stargell. I don't know. Maybe everybody in the history of this sport. The whole thing has been clouded. Baseball, to me, is synonymous with cheating. From the day it was invented, it's the sport that is most infiltrated by cheaters. Would you agree with that? More than any other. It's endemic to the game.
I would probably agree with that. I mean, we see cheating in football, too. We've seen that with the Patriots, but probably not to the same level as in baseball.
Yeah, hockey, too, has cheating. Yeah, in the end, we can agree to disagree. All right, we're arguing about Hall of Fame votes in baseball. When is the official voting announced? Tonight?
6 o'clock this evening. Another made-for-TV event.
Harry, one more let's take.
We got Joe from Johnstown.
What's up?
Hi, how you doing? I just want to say that, you know, your comments about, well, all these other people in Hall of Fame, they cheated, so why not have this person in, is absolutely ludicrous to me, because the Hall of Fame should represent the standards that these young kids want to achieve. And now you're just saying to them, hey, it's okay to cheat. And I understand these records that Barry Bonds has and stuff like that. They're amazing records. But are you giving any credit? Are you taking into account the people that are trying to do it right? I mean, I just don't understand the thought process. And I remember hearing someone saying, "What do you do? Throw this person out of the Hall of Fame?" Yes, let's make the Hall of Fame a great place instead of a place for cheaters.
Ron, do you agree with throwing people out of the Hall of Fame?
I don't know how you would go about starting to do that. Again, you know, it's pretty hard once you're in to throw somebody out, but if you can find a way to do it, I wouldn't be opposed.
Man, that would be a tough one.
You'd have to do a hell of a lot of research
on some of these people.
Thank you for your call, by the way.
Yes, we appreciate it greatly. Harry said there's banked lines on here, Ron. Do you want to take another one before the end of the hour?
Sure.
All right, Harold.
Got JT in the car.
What's up?
Hey, Ron. Hey, Joe. How's it going?
Good.
First-time caller. I have just a quick thing to mention. I'm from Boston originally, and we have a pitcher there. I won't say his name, but, you know, hasn't got into the Hall of Fame yet. Now, granted, I met the guy. He's kind of a goof, but he did some things that we might call cheating. But, I mean, I'm not using the argument that just because one does it, you know, we should exclude all. But this particular guy, he worked hard. He pitched hard. He played well. You know, regardless, I don't think they should have asterisks next to their name. I just think we can start, you know, splitting hairs on stuff. I mean, if it's something terrible, that's one thing. But if it's something that's, you know, I don't know.
You're talking about Curt Schilling. Ron, did you vote for Curt Schilling? Is his record good enough?
I did not. I didn't think – I thought he was really close. I didn't vote for him. You know, he was one of another guys for 10 years. You know, he started to do off-the-wall stuff in the last couple years, right? Wasn't he on social media with outlandish
– I don't know what he does.
Opinions. He's considered something of a lunatic. But I didn't vote for him strictly on performance, and it was really a close call.
Let me ask you this from the other side, because it's 4C, I think, is the character clause. No, it's 5. Voting shall be based upon a player's record, playing ability, integrity, sportsmanship, character, and contributions to the team on which the player played. So what about players who have an okay record but are high on integrity, sportsmanship, and character? Do they deserve extra consideration.
No, you have to have performance before you're even considered for me, and then I have to look at each guy after that and make a choice. But if you don't have the performance, you don't. There's no way you get to vote for me. I mean, some people do vote for guys. Who was Harold Baines, right?
Yeah.
Is in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, I could read that in such a way as, player's record is one.
I put more weight.
Criterion.
I put weight on all of those. And if you have no performance, why would I even consider you?
Yeah. Guys who are, you might not vote in specifically on his performance, but can he boost his resume if he was a man that you believe was of high character and things like that?
No.
Can they boost their resume based on that?
No, they can't for me. That's the way I would interpret that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.